From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkey calls for a ground operation to end the war in Syria. A Turkish official said his country is pushing for the involvement of the U.S. and other allies in ground operations against the Islamic State group. The official spoke on condition of anonymity. Turkey, meanwhile, is bracing for a possible new onslaught of Syrian refugees. Officials fear that fighting in northern Syria between Kurdish and government forces will cause civilians to flee seeking safety. Also, the United Nations announced Tuesday that aid convoys are being sent to besieged towns in Syria. A UN spokeswoman said she believed the government of Syria has approved access to seven areas. Candidates in Uganda are preparing for Thursday's presidential and legislative elections. Voters there will decide whether to give President Yoweri Museveni a fifth term in office. The Association of Southeast Asian Nations summit focused Tuesday on the long-term peace, security, and prosperity for Southeast Asia. U.S. President Barack Obama hosted the talks for a second day in California.
One of my main messages over the past 2 days has been the commitment of the United States to ASEAN and its people. That commitment is and will remain strong and enduring. With our strategic partnership, we have a framework to guide our ties for decades to come.
President Obama. Pope Francis said Mass for Mexican priests, nuns, and seminarians Tuesday in the state of Michoacán. Francis offered words of encouragement to Mexican clergy as they try to minister to a country racked by drug violence and corruption. The pontiff urged Mexico's clergy not to resign themselves to a society dominated by drug-fueled violence and corruption. This is VOA News.